You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini, here with the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, another artist story with Clayton Morgan. We're going to have Clayton on with us here in a few minutes. He's going to be talking about his life, his music, his passions, and it's going to be a really good time. I'm really looking forward to getting to know Clayton, and you should too. But first, a little podcast business. First of all, you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is the website. Please check there often for more great artist stories like this one, as well as our weekly music podcast, our weekly hard rock and heavy metal show that goes live on Facebook every Monday evening with my co-hosts Lily V6 of Rock Rage Radio and Keitha Hawk Hawkins. We pick an interesting topic. We have a lot of fun. We have a few drinks and mix it up with the audience. And you can become a live participant in that as well. So you can check all that out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Also, one more thing up there at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com is a little merchandise area. If you click that, pick up a t-shirt, coffee mug, shot glass, something like that. It helps us out, helps us to keep the lights on, and helps us to go out and promote great artists like Clayton Morgan. So that's about it. Check that out at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Now, today's guest is Clayton Morgan, son of Eddie Daniels of the Four Sonics. Clayton Morgan is history in the remaking, but with a fresh new flavor for 2018. His debut single, Taste for Love, is scheduled for release June, which is, it's out. And I noticed, Clayton, that you just uploaded a new video, what, the other day on YouTube for this song?
I did, actually. It's the official music video for Taste for Love. I just released it.
Awesome. And you guys can find that all out on YouTube. And so we're going to plug all the websites here in a minute. But Clayton, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Why don't you? Why don't we take a little step back and why don't you tell us how you got bit by the music bug in the first place? And you are the son of a singer as well, so I'm sure that had to do with it. But kind of tell us the story of it.
Well, actually, my dad, you know, he was part of the Four Sonics, which is, I'm from Detroit, Michigan, and they were a quartet that started in the late 1960s, and they recorded several records and also performed at the Apollo Theater in New York City, in Harlem, New York. But ever since I was a kid, I always wanted to entertain, and just from a young age, like kindergarten, preschool, you know, I was always wanting to like sing and that type of thing, and I always enjoyed it. And my mom would tell me that, you know, the teachers would say, oh yeah, we like to put him right up in front because he sings just as loud as he can, and it keeps the other kids on in tune and ready and that type of thing. So I mean, it started from very young. Like, even I don't even remember that story. She told me that story. So it's just been a passion of mine ever since I was a kid, and I know I get it from my dad.
So what was the first step for you? Did you once you got out of school, what was the first thing you started doing to pursue music?
Well, actually, I actually started pursuing music while I was in school.
Okay.
So the first time I actually wrote, the first time I wrote a song was at, I think it was like 13, 14 years old. And the first time I actually went into a studio and recorded, trying to record a demo, was at around 14, 15
oh, wow.
years old. And, the, you know, back then we didn't have YouTube, and I don't even think we had internet like that. I mean, this is a while ago. So,
yeah,
we didn't have all of the social media back then that we do now. But, that was something that I did try to pursue. And my mom, she took me from Detroit. We went to Toronto to some music festival, a conference that they have in Toronto. And, you know, she just was supportive of what it was I was trying to do and trying to put me in that environment. But as life went on, I guess I just more so kind of drifted outside of the music. After high school, it was like, okay, let me try to go to college. Let me try to get into the business world, that type of thing. So really life happened and kind of put a stop in the whole music interest. But then once I've pretty much, you know, I've been in business and I've gone to school and that type of thing, it's like I wanted to come back to it. And it's just always been a passion of mine. It's something that you miss, and it's like, I need to do this because, you know, I'm missing something. So here I am.
Yeah, I think that's true with a lot of people. And I have met, and this is, seems to be a new a kind of an emerging pattern with a lot of artists that I am talking to that, you know, they kind of do the, they kind of go into the quote unquote adult world for a while. You know, sometimes a long time. I have artists that, like, you know, stopped music and then they retired. And like, okay, now I'm going to pursue music. The kids are grown up. You know, I'm going to go do my thing. And it seems to always kind of be there. Did you ever have a dark night of the soul or a place where you went like, I want to get back to this so bad, but it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Or I don't know if I can make it happen. You ever had that happen to you?
I have. And I've thought about it like, well, maybe I'm too old, that type of thing, yeah. You know. And maybe I should have done this like some years ago. I'm thinking like, okay, maybe I'm past the prime now where I could be, this is like something that I could really try to pursue. Maybe I should just stick with, you know, what I went to school for and right. in the adult world, business world type of thing, you know, because I mean, you know, that's always been, you know, there, and it's always been a stable environment for me. And to come back and really try to live your dream, it can be, you know, you stepping out there, you really are stepping out there, putting yourself out there, trying to make things happen. And I just think now more at this point in life that I'm more confident, I'm more, you know, I know who I am as a person, and I'm not really fazed by a lot of, you know, maybe what somebody else might think about this or think about that. It's about what it is that I want to do.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think that what happens too with us is when we come back to it later, we're not as hypnotized, I think, by the sort of like lifestyle stuff, the, you know, the drugs, the partying, the you know, the getting the girls and all that. It becomes more, you approach it, I think, more maturely, or as in, you can actually be more serious in your heart without being like, you know, kind of like having that other crap that like that kid stuff, you know what I mean? That you have when you're young, when maybe you're attracted to it because, you know, the girls like it, or, you know, it's a party scene or whatever. You know what I mean?
I get what you mean. I mean, it's like at this point, like maybe some of those things that maybe you have experienced that you've already gotten that out of your system.
Right. Yeah. 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 Exactly. Exactly. So you're ready to like just sit down and just be serious about making music. I'm going to go ahead and play your song right now, Taste for Love. It's a single you have out right now. I'm going to come back and talk some more about what you have going on and everything. But I think it's a good point to have a little listen to what you do. So check it out, guys. This is Clayton Morgan, his latest single, Taste for Love. Taste for Love on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Taste for love in the morning, in the evening, in the late. I got you heavy.
Great song, great groove. I love that. I love the beat, man. It's just very, very sweet. So tell us about this song, and is this part of a larger project with maybe an EP or an album coming out, or tell us about it?
Well, actually, as far as the EP goes, I'm not really sure right now. If I do have other material that's recorded, and right now I'm still in the deciding area of trying to decide, you know, do I want to do that or not? Do I want to release an EP or do I just want to do singles right now? And I think I'm leaning towards just doing singles right now.
Okay.
Just because I feel like, you know, I'm trying to get established as an artist, and I want people to know me as an artist and get to know me and familiar with my music. And I think that dropping singles right now will kind of keep it kind of fresh, yeah, you know, versus just dropping an EP or an album. And I want to keep it fresh. I want to keep people like anticipating what I'm going to do next.
It's a totally legitimate approach. Who worked with you on Taste for Love, or is this all you?
No, actually, my cousin Michael Williams is a producer who actually produced the track on Taste for Love, and I wrote all the lyrics to the track. So, I mean, it was like a joint effort as far as the production of the music, and then I wrote all the lyrics and sang all the lyrics on the track.
Are you are you writing like all the time, or is it like constantly kind of like flowing? Do you like, you know, where are you constantly like in your mind at least, or sitting down and working on putting new tracks together?
I do have tracks that I have not completed yet, and I am working on lyrics right now for those unfinished tracks.
Right. How does it usually start for you? Is it usually, do you start with the groove, or do you think of lyrics first, or how does it usually work?
It works both ways.
Okay.
Right now, I'm really, really into how the music makes me feel. So I really want the music to like speak to me, and that's what it does. That's what Taste for Love did for me. It was the music, the production of the track, and when I started listening to it, just all different types of ideas started coming to me. And then the song was born from that.
Okay, cool. So what is coming up for you in the next like 6 to 12 months?
Well, there will be, right now I'm promoting Taste for Love, and the official music video just came out. So right now that's the right immediate focus right now.
Mm-hmm.
With that, and probably like the next month, I'm in rehearsals right now to start like live performances. So
cool.
That's coming up here in like the next month, to be scheduling that, to get out there in front of the crowd and do my thing live. Next will be, I'm not exactly sure how long we're going to promote this single. I'm working with promotions and publicity. And, you know, it's just the beginning of the single. The single just really just came out like a week or so ago. So it's still really fresh. But I do have a second single that's ready to go. And I'm also working on right now a Christmas song that I want to put out around the holiday season. So that should be coming out definitely before the end of the year around the holiday season. And just putting out more music, doing live shows. Right now I'm trying to get into the whole live gigging thing.
Yeah, so
And
what's that going to be like for you? Are you going to be working with a band, or are you going to work with a DJ, or how are you going to do it?
right now I'm working with a track.
Okay.
So I have a track that is going to be, I say it's going to sound live. The instrumentation will be live. And then of course I'm going to sing live, but all of the instrumentation that's going into this production right now is going to have a live feel to it.
Okay.
And then I'm working, I have a choreographer, like an artist development, that helps me with all of that. So the staging, all that, is going to be great.
All right, man. It sounds awesome. And how can people, find you on the internet to keep up with with everything that's developing? Because it sounds like you've got a lot of stuff in the works.
Well, my Facebook is Clayton Morgan Music. So on Facebook, you can reach me there. On Twitter, it's Clay Morgan Music. On Instagram, it's Clayton Morgan Music. And then my own website is claytonmorgan.com. So I put a lot of information on Facebook. So definitely look at Facebook, Clayton Morgan Music on Facebook.
Okay, guys, it's Clayton Morgan Music on Facebook is the sort of home base for you, but you can also, I guess, a good jumping off point as well is your website, claytonmorgan.com, because I'm looking at it right now, and there's all the links to the social media stuff and the videos, of course. You guys, and there's a great lyric video for "Taste for Love" too, guys. So you definitely want to check that out. Anything you want to let the world know about Clayton Morgan? Clayton, before we wrap up today's show.
Just that I'll be doing live performances, and I can't wait to get out there and show everybody what I got.
Excellent. All right, Clayton, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I need to wrap up the podcast. If you could hang out for a minute, I need to do a little business with you when you're done, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Guys, that was Clayton Morgan. Great track, Taste for Love. Awesome video to it, too. If you go to claytonmorgan.com, you guys can see the video and the music, and there's all the little links to the Facebook and the Twitter and all that happy stuff. So, claytonmorgan.com is the website. Guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You go to ludinirockandrollcircus.com. Check out what we have going on there. Something I didn't mention earlier, but I'll throw out to you guys now. If you'd like some behind the scene stuff, I am doing some new themed podcasts, and I do those live in front of a audience in a private Facebook group. So if you'd like to know more about that, if you're interested in helping to keep great music alive, please go to loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. That is loulombardimusic.com/innercircle, and join the join. It's a time, a place where you can join the circus and help us keep great music out there in the public eye, so people know about great artists like Clayton Morgan and all the other bands that we've been featuring here. So you can find out more about that at loulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out with us. Clayton Morgan, great vocalist, great songwriter, tasty grooves, really enjoying it. And you can find that out at claytonmorgan.com. My name is Lou Lombardi, aka Ludini, and we'll catch you guys on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.